We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Loving viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms. They reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies channel 65. In Kutuf, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on WeCam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Shanghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV. Yangjia Le Cable TV on Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mongrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV. You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Southeast Asian countries are urged to mitigate climate change. In green news, Hungary celebrates her fifth annual tree planting campaign. In humanitarian news, a British university student raises money for an African orphanage. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, June 4th, the popular Emmy Award-winning American actor and environmentalist, Mr. William Dennis Weaver, was born in 1924 in Joplin, Missouri. He played in several well-received movies and television series. In addition, Mr. Weaver was a strong advocate for protecting the Earth. In 1993, he founded Weaver Institute of Economics, a non-profit organization focused on ecologically and economically friendly ventures. He also co-founded Love is Feeding Everyone, or LIFE, a 16-year organization which assisted in providing food for those in need in the Los Angeles, California area. In 1986, he won the Presidential End Hunger Award. Mr. Weaver was a committed vegetarian for almost 50 years of his life. He said, "Love them, cherish them, and be good to them. Animals provide unconditional love. They deserve yours." May virtuous attitudes and practices, as exemplified by Mr. Dennis Weaver, help make our world a kinder place.
Flying news. Forest fires scorch central Canada. The communities of Canwood and Shelbrook in the Saskatchewan province remain under a state of high alert as a large and a smaller fire continue to blaze several kilometres away. The larger wildfire has doubled in size since Saturday, expanding to over 18 square kilometres of land, as crews continue attempting to contain the flames. In Alberta province, people have been allowed to return to their homes, even as 25 fires remain burning in more remote parts of the region. The province has seen 603 fires so far this year, up from a five-year average of 551. Our gratefulness, Canadian firefighters, and all other personnel for your tireless efforts to keep people safe and extinguish the flames. We pray for the continued protection of those in afflicted areas, and that such calamities are eased through our more diligent stewardship of the environment.
Indonesian residents flee volcanic eruption. Lava and hot ash began spewing up to 2 kilometres from Mount Karangatang on the eastern Indonesian island of Siau, prompting a top alert status for the North Sulawesi province since Sunday. Already, over 700 villagers have evacuated their homes, taking shelter in churches and other buildings, as the nation's volcanology agency has banned farming and other activities from the slope and surrounding areas. Thankfully, there have been no reports of damage or injuries. Volcanology Agency of Indonesia, we sincerely appreciate your efforts to safeguard the public. Our thankfulness for everyone's safety as we wish them a soon return to normal lives. May such disruptive events meanwhile be lessened through our greater care of the earth and her inhabitants.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Animal agriculture ruins dreams for Indigenous Americans. The Yakima Reservation in Washington, USA, has been the ancestral home of the Native American Yakima tribe for hundreds of years. However, the recent nearby construction of a factory farm complex has turned their homeland and homes into prisons. To understand the more widespread effects of animal farming operations on the people living nearby, Supreme Master Television recently met some of the residents who are forced to live with the reality of a factory farm environment.
I live a fourth of a mile from a cattle, and it's really affected my family. I've been there a little over 20 years. It's the flies, the smell, the dust, everything. You know, we've just been trapped inside of our house, and in days it stinks, we don't turn the air conditioner on because the air comes in, we can't open the windows.
As is common for many people living near concentrated farming operations, when measurements were taken over the course of a week for the presence of ammonia from waste and other air pollutants at this resident's home, the particle levels were so high that the measurements were off the scale.
Then the trucks, you know, they drive, they pulling that manure out and stuff, and then when they drive by they don't cover it. So it's on our road, and when the cars drive by, it picks it up, and it is in the air. My kids only go outside once in a while when it's nice, and it's, I always wanted to have a nice yard and have my kids outside playing, but it's not like that.
As the animal farming operations take away the happiness from their neighbours, the most recent virus to have passed from farmed animals to humans continues to gain a foothold across the globe. According to the World Health Organization, or WHO, confirmed cases of swine flu have risen close to 20,000 people who are now afflicted, including a first-ever case in Saudi Arabia, with 117 who have lost their lives, most recently in the countries of Mexico, US, Canada, and Chile. WHO Interim Assistant Director General for Health Security and Environment, Keiji Fukuda, stated that if cases continue to spread, the agency may declare a pandemic, the highest alert level.
We thank the World Health Organization and all other organizations working to alleviate the swine flu as we pray for the victims of this worrying trend, especially loved ones in mourning. Our sorrow too for the unwilling neighbors of factory farms as well, and pray that the practice of animal farming will soon cease altogether, so that all may enjoy health and life to the fullest.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu,
Ebola Reston virus, MRSA, or methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus infection linked to livestock antibiotics.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Lutung disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow's disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat-eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually.
In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese.
Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. Pollutes most of the water bodies. Deforests the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Causes world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Water scarcity compounds cholera in Zimbabwe. With over 4,200 people who have succumbed to cholera since it began last year, access to clean water for preventing the disease is imperative. Bottled water, which is currently one of the few alternatives in some areas, is extremely costly and beyond the reach of many families. Unexpected generosity has sometimes come from neighbours such as in Belvedere, a predominantly Indian community that has saved countless lives by sharing its water boreholes with those who come to fetch water there. Meanwhile, international donors and some local businesses have begun showing support, with governments such as the European Union donating $11 million for medicine, supplies and repair parts for water treatment plants. Our immense thanks, European Union, and all international governments, organisations, local business people and kind neighbours. Heaven rewards your benevolent aid to the Zimbabwean people. We pray that their needs for clean water are quickly met for a soon return to glowing health and normal lives.
El Salvador inaugurates new president. Following his election by popular vote in March, Mauricio Funes was sworn in on Monday as El Salvador's next president. The ceremony was attended by international leaders such as U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Cuban Vice President Esteban Lasso, and President Michelle Bachelet of Chile. Along with pledging the launch of a campaign to create new jobs, the new president officially re-established his country's diplomatic ties with Cuba for the first time in 50 years, adding that he would like to enhance relations with the United States as well. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new role. May the heavens guide your leadership in serving the noble goals of the El Salvadorian people.
UN disarmament conference reaches work plan accord. At a recent meeting of the 65-member United Nations Conference on Disarmament, an agreement was reached for the first time in 12 years on a plan for the next steps of progress in nuclear disarmament. Among those indicating their support were the 5-member United Nations Security Council, along with India, Iran, North Korea, and Pakistan. The accord includes the establishment of 3 groups, one to focus the reduction and eventual elimination of nuclear arms, the second to seek a treaty banning the materials used in making nuclear weapons, and a third to establish the diplomatic framework for preventing an outer space arms race. Conference on Disarmament members, we laud your historic advancement and look eagerly forward to the next steps toward the goal of harmonious coexistence among all lands and people on Earth.
Save our planet. Philippine city promotes veg to save the earth. On May 25th, the city of Santiago passed a resolution officially promoting the vegetarian diet as part of its efforts to halt climate change and improve public health. The measure was mainly inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai's SOS and alternative living messages on saving the planet. At the invitation of Santiago City Mayor Amelita S. Navarro, our association members arrived on behalf of Supreme Master Qinghai to provide more information to Santiago's officials and citizens about the benefits of the plant-based diet. With Master's permission, we would like to share an excerpt of their report.
May 28, 2009. Most gracious Master, regarding the Philippines Santiago City Council's agreement on Mayor's resolution, on Monday, May 25th, Santiago City Mayor Amelita S. Navarro presented a legal resolution to her City Council to officially promote vegetarianism in the city of Santiago. With all 9 council members present, the Vice Mayor and the Mayor signed the new vegetarian resolution to promote vegetarianism in Santiago. Later, the Mayor firmly stated that she would lead by example and become a vegetarian herself, and advised her City Council to do the same. She also requested our help to train people as SOS seminar speakers, stating her wish to spread the resolution's message to the rest of the 5 provinces in the northern Philippines region.
And from this small thing that transpired today, it will go a long, long way in preserving our planet Earth by really inducing all the people to go vegetarian, to be vets, go green, to save the planet.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this wonderful news with our viewers, who may wish to know of new developments in the vital veg trend from around the world. We also thank our association's foreign group for providing the report.
Our respectful accolades, Mayor Amelita Navarro, for your noble-hearted leadership and compassion. And a big bravo, City of Santiago, for this most constructive step toward benefiting both people and the planet. We especially thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her guidance and encouragement of humanity at this fragile time. May cities worldwide continue this life-sparing trend for the lasting health and protection of all.
Please tune in again tomorrow for more coverage from our association's visit to Santiago, Philippines.
Save our planet. Global warming endangering the world with ice melt. Recent studies of the vast frozen lands in northern regions, known as Arctic tundra and their permafrost soil, conducted by researchers at the University of Florida, USA, indicate that as the frozen Arctic soil thaws, it will release vast amounts of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere.
Dr. Ted Scambos, lead scientist of U.S. National Snow and Ice Data Center, or NSIDC, in Colorado, USA, recently shared his findings on this topic in a lecture given at National Cheng Kung University in Tainan, Formosa, or Taiwan.
As we lose this ice, as we begin to warm up this northernmost part of the northern hemisphere, and permafrost also begins to thaw, and it too releases carbon dioxide and methane into the atmosphere. And we won't have any control of it. It won't matter if we've turned off all the coal-fired generation plants on Earth at that point, because there will be all this carbon coming out of the ground anyway that will lead to further warming. It will lead to a runaway warming in the whole world.
Our appreciation, University of Florida scientists and Dr. Scambos, for these clear insights that also call us to action. As more people become aware of this urgent predicament, may we all join in a united effort to save the planet.
During an August 2008 video conference in Sydney, Australia, Supreme Master Ching Hai highlighted her concern for humanity's future as she emphasized the urgent need to address climate change.
And also, it will melt more ice if the methane coming out from the permafrost, etc., etc., and from the ocean as well, and from all the livestock, animals, raising, and they keep adding together. So we have to change it. The quicker we change, the better. And then we can halt the climate change, and we can restore the planet very quickly, in no time. But if we don't, then the planet will also be destroyed quickly and in no time.
Save our planet. To protect central Olac or Vietnam from the effects of climate change, municipal leader Lei Hoang Quan has allocated $640 million for flood control measures.
Save our planet. Natural Resources Canada's Office of Energy Efficiency proposes new standards limiting the amount of power consumed by electronics on standby mode to 1 or 2 watts by 2013.
Save our planet. To offer immediate protection of USA national forests, the Obama administration is placing a one-year moratorium on road building and logging until a longer-term policy can be developed.
Save our planet. Our association members in Surrey, UK, host a series of screenings of the documentary, A Delicate Balance, to inform the public about the link from farmed animals to illness and climate change, with the ultimate message to be veg.
It's me, Glimo the Trophius, and my vegan diet is totally animal-free. I'd like to share a tip with you for your dog friends. When taking them out on a walk, especially during warmer weather, please remember to bring water along for them to drink. Nowadays, there are even special types of portable water bottles, so that having a drink on the go is easier for your animal companion. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around our beautiful globe.
Thank you.
In environment news, the Asian Development Bank warns that climate change must be controlled. The Manila-based bank has released a report entitled The Economics of Climate Change in Southeast Asia. It states that the consequences are dire if global warming is not mitigated. The bank recommends implementing eco-friendly stimulus programs. These projects would be in the areas of water management, improved irrigation systems, introduction of new crop types, protection of forests, and building of sea walls. Our deep appreciation for your concern in these urgent times, Asian Development Bank. May all nations come together to save our precious planet and the God-given lives of all her inhabitants.
In green news, Hungary rejoices in the 5th annual tree planting campaign. Over 3,000 eco-friendly participants planted more than 1,500 saplings in Fenyőfür, Hungary. It was part of the United Nations Environment Programme, Plant for the Planet, Billion Tree Campaign. Concerts, folk dancing, a natural playground and handicraft workshops were also part of the day's festivities. The Plant Trees for the Future Foundation of Győr Mosor-Sopron County in Hungary will look after the young trees, which will ensure that more than 70% of those planted will still be growing strong after the first year. What great news, Hungary, on your caring efforts to safeguard our ecosphere. May each land be graced with an abundance of our oxygen-giving friends. Coming up, a university student from the United Kingdom raises money to help children in Africa. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more laudable news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for a love-filled world. In humanitarian news, a United Kingdom university student dedicates herself to helping children in Africa. Miss Amy Lambert, a 24-year-old student at Bath Spa University, collected over $47,000, which she used to acquire the Kijicho Orphanage in Tanzania. After having spent 8 weeks volunteering at the Home for Children, she felt she wanted to do more to help. With the assistance of British charity Article 25, she plans to rebuild the orphanage to include solar panels and a classroom. After completing her studies in July 2009, she will move to Kijicho and coordinate the operation of the home. She said, "These children are the most beautiful, selfless people I have ever met." Bravo, Miss Amy Lambert. God bless your devotion to the gentle youngsters. May all be granted an abundance of love and happiness.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Voice Doctor.
A man went to a doctor and asked him, "Doc, my wife has recently lost her voice. How can I help her to get it back?" The doctor replied, "Try to come home at 3 o'clock in the morning."
And now for our viewers' hotline. After watching Walk the Way of Love, a short documentary introducing the humanitarian works, artistic creations and spiritual teachings of Supreme Master Ching Hai, Roliki from the Netherlands wrote,
"This is just wonderful to start the day with, at least for me. Such a great person with so much inner beauty. Roliki from the Netherlands."
Loving Roliki, we are so very fortunate to be graced by Supreme Master Ching Hai's presence on our planet. At this urgent time of global warming, her guidance is clear and simple: be vegan. As a Dutch proverb goes, it's better to turn around halfway than to get lost completely. In fact, now is the time for us citizens worldwide to turn around. For the love of all life, let's turn this earth into a paradise of compassion and beauty. With blessings to you and yours.
You have a hotline today. We welcome your comments and constructive stories from your part of the world. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you be guided and protected by the ever-present grace of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Syria inaugurates a freight train service from the port city of Tartus to Baghdad, Iraq, a new route that saves half the costs of road transportation.
Hospital workers at the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Massachusetts, USA, willingly gave up raises and benefits to save the jobs of their co-workers.
U.S. President Barack Obama has embarked on a Middle East trip to further diplomatic ties, with his first stop in Saudi Arabia.
During the first half of June 2009, Australia's Sydney Opera House is illuminated with artwork of British music producer Brian Eno.
Canadian researchers reveal a meteorite of extraterrestrial origin found to contain formic acid, a molecule whose presence is viewed as essential for life.
Amy's, Iowa, USA, opens the 10-acre Amy's Dog Park, where caregivers can let their dogs play freely and even meet new canine friends.
Britain has honoured the late Sir Douglas Bader, a veteran who worked tirelessly for the betterment of disabled persons, with an English Heritage Blue Plaque to mark his former home.
Libya sends a plane load of drugs and 9 medical experts to Zimbabwe as part of her continued commitment to help improve health and sanitation in the country.
Philanthropists Bill Gates, Warren Buffett and David Rockefeller convene the Good Club in New York, USA to discuss best ways to help the world through funding of areas such as education and emergency relief.
Pakistan's Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Qamar Zaman Khaira, announces a government donation of 15,000 coolers to help refugees of the country's internal conflict cope with the heat.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWE.